So off to the king we'll rush with great haste, to tell him his code is on sounds wholly based. The next sound they found was right on their way. They remembered the snake from their journey that day. The snake was quite big, and he gave them a scare. They wanted to hear him, but which one would dare? Tina said, "Watch me, I'm a pretty good goer." So she crept toward the snake with steps that got slower. In a minute she'd been come back and relayed that she had discovered the sound the snake made. Tina said, "Really, we've made such a fuss when we already knew its sound was a s." Now, hearing a rumor that he could be king, a pilot named Curly had done a fine thing. He'd flown from his home, which was quite far away. To help solve this code might mean a long stay. To be king of a land could be more fun than flying, and to solve a good riddle was always worth trying. When Curly met Tina and Neil, they all knew 'twas no harder for three to be king than for two. They decided to team up while searching for laurels. They knew that this plan would eliminate quarrels.